forget, I want to say it now, I want to say it at the end again. Harvey Kugelman is sitting shiva for his father. Anybody interested in being Menachem Mavo, the information is sitting right over here in the hours and the location.
It's in Pepper Pike, isn't it?
In Pepper Pike, yes. Okay. We are in Pekas of the Days. We're going to start again. I think we finished the Mishnah. We're up to the Gemara. Gemara on Pekas of the Days, about 7-8 lines in the bottom. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Aisha. Ein Chayev Elal Davish Yikim B'Divrei Taira Perushim B'Divrei Seifrim. The only time, and when I'm going to learn like the Ran, it's a big Machloikas Rishayim, whether Rav Yehuda, who says that he's Chayev on Yikim B'Divrei Taira, we had back on Pezayim, that Rav Yehuda held that he's Chayev on Yikim B'Divrei Taira Perushim B'Divrei Seifrim. Now, is Rav Yehuda arguing in Ramei, or he's saying, is that the only thing he's Chayev on, or is he saying also? So we'll learn like the Ran now, just for learning the sugya, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, not like Tysus over here, who says Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Meir, second and top Tysus. The Ran says Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, and he agrees to all the cases we had listed before, that a Zakamamre can become a Zakamamre, but he also adds, based on the Pasuk, Abhi Atayra Asher Yerucha, that there's a mitzvah saseh out there also, that is, if the Zakim Mamre invalidates the mitzvahs asay, and a person does a maisa iser as the mitzvahs asay is being invalidated. So there has to be a double condition. For the Zakim Mamre to be over on an asay, he has to paskin something that the person will be over an iser as the asay becomes invalidated. And therefore, it has to be Ikra B'Divrei Seira, it has to be based in the Pasuk, Uperusha B'Divrei Seifrim, Chazal are the ones that he interpreted the specifications, the technicalities in a mitzvah, V'yesh B'Kedei L'Haysuf, and there is room to add, meaning the Zakim Mamre can add to it, V'Maitim Gareya, but by adding, he invalidates the mitzvah. So let me explain. If he's going to do the mitzvah wrong, that's not invalidating a mitzvah. That's not an iser. That's not doing the mitzvah. For the Zakim member to be chayiv, he has to paskin that the guy do an iser. So that means he has to be over an iser while he does the mitzvah. If he's not doing the mitzvah, he's not over the iser. I hope I'm explaining myself. If the Zakim member paskins that instead of a lulav, you use a branch from an oak tree, that's not doing an iser. It's just not doing the mitzvah. You're wasting your time. You're not doing something wrong. But if the Zakim Mamre paskins, you should do the mitzvah and then add to it in a way that you're Eivor Baltaisiv, you are doing the mitzvah and now are doing an iser as you're doing the mitzvah, which invalidates the mitzvah. So you need a double thing, that the person do a mitzvah that becomes invalidated because of an iser that's being added. The only one we can think of that is for Anu Ein Lanu El Tzilin VeLibud Rav Yehuda. The one we can think of is Tzilin, and Tzilin has the, as the Gemara will explain, it's four batim. If the Zakim Mamre says to add a fifth, a person's Eivor Bal Taisiv, when the fifth is added, as we will see later, the mitzvah Tzilin becomes invalidated. So the person was doing a mitzvah, and now, because of the Pesach of Zakim Mamre, is no longer doing the mitzvah. But besides no longer doing the mitzvah, he's Eivor Nisr. So he has accomplished that the guy is Eivor Baltaisiv and invalidated the mitzvah at the same time. That's what's happening by the Zakim Mamre. Again, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to a mayor that one can become a Zakim Mamre, we're learning like the Ran, by violating all the previous cases we talked about last week. Memcha, Dabar, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Nega L'Nega, all those cases to make a person a Zakim Mamre. That's not the issue. The issue at hand is that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's another way to become a Zakim Mamre, and that's through a mitzvah asay. But in order to be shayach to become a Zakim Mamre through a mitzvah asay, it has to meet the certain criteria. The criteria is that the person was doing the mitzvah, which became puzzle because of what the Zakim Mamre told him. If the person wasn't doing the mitzvah, it cannot become puzzle through what the Zakim Mamre told him, because it's not invalidating a mitzvah. Let me explain. It's not doing an iftar. It needs two things. You have to do an iftar, which invalidates the mitzvah. So we have to find a mitzvah that you can invalidate by doing an iftar.
So the four components?
Asay, Ikrim and Divrei Zayra, it has to be written in the Zayra, explained by the Zayfrim, the Zakim Mamre thus tells you to do something that will be an iftar which invalidates the mitzvah.
So how about five
meetings? We'll get there. Gemara will go through, and we'll see what the Gemara says. Fact the Gemara, don't Rashi. V'yesh be lohaitzev amash apirchul hachamim. There's room for addition. V'mhaitzev gereya upaisul harishim v'taisvasai. By adding, he invalidates what he was doing till now. Ein lo anuel atzvillim. She'ikrim v'tayra eperushim v'divrei seifim. It's written in the Tayra. It's explained in the Rabbanon. She'in dalin batim. There's room to add a fifth or more. And if he adds, he is subtracting. The cover of Baal Taisiv, the Leavid Mitzvah. He's either Baal Taisiv, and he's not doing a mitzvah.
Well, what did Rebbe mean when he said he started the mitzvah?
You'll see in a second. Frak the Gemara of Ikka Lulav. Why can't it be Lulav? The Ikka Mitzvah of Taira. The Taira says, L'kachtim l'chan b'yay marishan, and it says four species. Perusha b'divrei seifrim, what to take, which species to take, the explanation is all b'divrei seifrim. V'yesh b'ilo haitzim, one can add a fifth species, then haitzim gareya, and if you take a fifth one, you're ever b'altaisis. So why can't lulav be an example of the zakimamri paskin to take a fifth species? The guy is ever b'altaisis, and he's ruining the mitzvah. So here we have a case of a zakimamri paskin on an assay, adding to the assay. The guy is doing an Isra by listening to the Zakhi Mamre and losing the mitzvah of Lulav. Zakhi Gemara, it's not true. The Lulav my spirula. By Lulav, he'll never be Ivar Baltaisiv and lose the mitzvah. And let me explain why. E spirula, the Lulav Ein Tzarech Agar, Hai Lechudikoi, Vahai Lechudikoi. There's a machloikis in Masechta Sukkah. Whether the three species, the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, have to be tied together in one bundle. If one learns that they do, then if a guy would take an extra species, the guy would take an extra min, right? It would not invalidate his mitzvah. He might be either about Taisus says in Masechta Sukkah, because he's taking a fifth species along with the other four. But he would not invalidate the mitzvah, because the mitzvah requires three in a group, one out of a group. The fifth one, he might be Iver Baltaisiv, but the mitzvah is a valid mitzvah. Taking the fifth one will not invalidate the four good ones that he's taking. It's doing wrong. It's a Maisa Isser, but it doesn't invalidate the assay. One of the conditions we were looking for in the Zaki Mamre is that what he's doing invalidate the mitzvah that he's of Lulav. He's not invalidating the mitzvah of Lulav. The mitzvah of Lulav is there. He has to be in a group. One out, the Esther got in a group. And then he has a fifth one. So he's Ivar Baltaisiv. He added a fifth one when he should only take four, he took five. Ivar Baltaisiv. But he's still Makai in the mitzvah of Lulav. There's nothing being done that is invalidating his lulav. He has four plus one. So the four is the mitzvah and the one is Baal Taisiv. But the mitzvah is still being done. There's nothing saying that he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah. Part of what we wanted from the Zakamami and Asay was that through listening to him, besides being Iver and Isser, the person would be invalidating the mitzvah. He's not invalidating the mitzvah. Hai lechudekoi v'hai lechudekoi. Where am I? Israel on the lulav ain't tzarech agad. If one learns that it doesn't have to be knotted together, so then shot is you can have four species, one, two, three, four, and you take the fifth. So you're Ivar Baltaisiv, but you're Mekayim the mitzvah.
Why are you not Mekayim Tefillin with five?
The Gemara is going to say at the end, I'll cheat. The Gemara is going to say at the end that Tefillin, one of the halakos of Tefillin is that the outside bias has to see airspace, not be blocked by another bias. And if it's blocked by another bias, it invalidates your tefillin.
Put it in the middle. So put your fifth in the middle.
So put your fifth in the middle, ein achinami, that would not invalidate. But the case of the Zakim Amar invalidating would be when he says to add a fifth on the side. By adding the fifth on the side, you're over Baltaisis. And really, the throne's kosher throne. But since it's blocking the outside bias from being exposed to the avir, it invalidates tefillin. So that's why tefillin will be the only case that this is true. Because in every other case, either the mitzvah will never have been a mitzvah to begin with, or the mitzvah is still good, even though the guy's ever baltaisis. We need two things here. We need him to be ever an isser, and at the same time invalidate his mitzvah. Now, if it was never good to begin with, he wasn't Iver and Isser. It's not a mitzvah. He never did the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah being invalid. He didn't do an Isser. He's just not doing a mitzvah. And if it's good mitzvah, and you're Iver Baltaisiv, you're not... Again, I don't know if I'm explaining myself well enough. To be, for the Zakim Mamre to be Iver, we need two conditions. One, that he be Iver the Isser Baltaisiv. Two, that the Baltaisiv invalidate the mitzvah. In Lulav, he'll be Iver Baltaisiv. He took five instead of four. But the mitzvah is still a mitzvah. He did an Isser, but he did the mitzvah also. Now, if that's if you learn that the Lulav does not have to be tied together. So you have five species. You take a Lulav, Hadassah, Maravis. You want to put them together, you can. You don't want to put them together, you don't have to. And an Esrig. And you took a lemon. An apple. So you took five species. You're Iver Baltaisiv. The Torah wanted four, you took five. But you did the mitzvah, you took the four. The Torah didn't say you take five, it invalidates the mitzvah. The Torah said you take five, you did an isser. But you did the mitzvah as well. So, in Sviralan, Lulav Ein Tzarech Hagad, in Haisif, Gereya, Belulav, I'm sorry, Ha'i Luchudikoi, Ha'i Luchudikoi. So you did the isser, but you never, you didn't invalidate the mitzvah. The Yisrael on the Tzarek Hagat. So what are you going to tell me? That the lulav has to be tied together with the other two, and you tied another one in. So now the Torah wants three bound together, and you bound together the fourth one, so now you are invalidating the mitzvah. Let me explain. If the Torah says, take four separately, we don't care if they're together or not. So the four separately, taking a fifth, doesn't bother the four. You're doing the four correctly. Taking the fifth is not hurting the four in any way. There was no requirement in the four that you did not meet. The Torah told you to take a lulav, a hadas, an arava, an esrik. You took a lulav, a hadas, an arava, an esrik, and an apple. The four that you took were not taken any differently because of the fifth one that you took along with it. It's wrong, it's baltaisis, but you did the four exactly the way the Torah wanted you to do it. You just added a fifth. Now, if the Torah wants three tied together, that means the Torah does not want a fourth in there, and that will hurt the three. But that is pasul right away. That's not shot you did the lulav that became invalidated. You never did the mitzvah, so you're not ever baltaisis. To be ever baltaisis, you have to add to an existing mitzvah. If you have four, and the Torah wanted three tied together, so then you're not doing the mitzvah's lulav. The mitzvah's lulav was three. You have four, that's not what the Torah wanted. So that's like taking apples and tomatoes. It's not doing a mitzvah and then invalidating it. You never did the mitzvah. It was never a mitzvah to begin with. The Zakim Mamre has to have a case where you're doing a mitzvah that's being invalidated. So you're doing an Isser of Baltaisiv. Here there's no Isser of Baltaisiv. You never did the mitzvah. Baltaisiv means you do a mitzvah and you add to it. If you didn't do the mitzvah, you're not adding to the mitzvah. I hope I'm explaining myself. To be over Baltaisiv, you do a mitzvah and add. So what's bothering the Gemara here, the Zakim Mamre needs two conditions. You do the mitzvah, you add, and the mitzvah becomes invalid. In most mitzvahs, if you add, the mitzvah does not become invalid. And if you add in a way that invalidates the mitzvah, so then that is you're not Iver Baltaisiv. You never did the mitzvah. You're not Iver Baltaisiv by doing something that made the mitzvah possible to begin with. Baltaisiv means you do the mitzvah with an addition. You didn't do the mitzvah. I'm explaining myself.
You had the tefillin, the same thing with the tefillin. You never had kosher tefillin.
Yes, you did.
You had that fifth.
You had four on and added a fifth.
As you were wearing it?
Yes.
So same thing with the lulav. You're holding...
Yeah, it's tied together.
And then you bind another one to it.
Excellent kasha. Tysus is kasha. Now, tysus is a problem. Now, lulav, all you have to do is be yaitse for 1 second.
So on?
So every second you wear it is a new mitzvah.
A lot of people carry it...
It's a nice thing to do, but it's not an extra mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa is to pick it up one time. At that point, you finish your deraisa. The Rabbanon said you should do nanuim. And people that like to hold mitzvahs held it all day. So, Tzitzis asked you a question. Why can't it be that he had a lulav tied together three, then he stuck a fourth one in? So he did the mitzvah, and then he did Baal Tzitzis. Tzitzis, because once he did the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to invalidate anymore. No Baal Taisav. To be Baal Taisav, it has to be, as you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing an addition. By tefillin, as you're doing the mitzvah, you did an addition which invalidates the mitzvah. But it only invalidates the mitzvah because of a technicality. Really, it doesn't invalidate the mitzvah. You have the four. So what if you have the fifth? The answer is, because it has to see the outside. It's a technicality. No other mitzvah has that kind of a technicality. Other mitzvahs, if they have to be one unit of X, and if you add one more, it invalidates it, that means it was never a mitzvah. And if it doesn't invalidate it, so then you're still doing the mitzvah. We need a case where you're invalidating the mitzvah and being Ivra and Baal Taisav. The only case we can come up with is Tzolot.
What happens if we put the four satas in there? It has the four meaning, but he puts an extra hatah. Is that Baal Taisav?
That's Machlokes Rishonim. We pass Gnat. Machlokes Rishonim. But even then, if you put it in L'chatchila, then it's not the mitzvah. And if you put it in later, you're already using the mitzvah. It's Baal Taisav. It's not Baal Taisav. It's only Baal Taisav. It might be Baal Taisav if you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad. If you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, so then it's puzzle to begin with. It's not a chevet shel mitzvah. Let me read the Gemara again. I'm going to start again. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Eshiya. Ein ha-chayev el-adav ha-sheikah m'divrei Torah, perusha m'divrei Seifrim. It has to be based in the Torah and explained by the Rabbanon. V'yesh b'ei lo-haysef, you have to have enough to add, to do an iser of Baal Taisef. V'haysef gereya, but the addition will invalidate the mitzvah. V'anu ein lanu el-tulin al-libad Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't do that Rashi. The libad Rabbi Yehuda. You need a deraisa plus a drabonim. The is the army anu ein lanu el tulin alibid Rabbi Yehuda the mitzarech lahadzig b'menachas b'chaim etzraba. That is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the four batim have to be attached to each other. The loyna hirali. The Rashi doesn't make sense to me. The ahib tulin sheyad koi. That's going by tulin sheyad. The Rabbi Yehuda says that the four have to be together. Right, we make one big one. Rabbi Yehuda says you can have four separate ones as long as they're attached together. Umasnisin Toitafis Tani. Our Mishnah is talking about Toitafis, Vahainu the Reich. Vahainu the Toitafis Beine Necha is referring to the Reich. Right, with the Kamakshi Besefi, either Abed Arboa Batim, and the Gemara is going to talk about doing four separate Batim, Shmamina Beshoreich Kleiman. We're talking about the Shoreich. It's one bias. So the Tzitzis says that the Rabbi Yehuda we're referring to is not a Rabbi Yehuda in Tzilim. We're referring to Rabbi Yehuda who said before that the Zalkamamre can become a Zalkamamre by violating an assay. That's the Gemara. The Ikka Lulav, what's with Lulav? The Ikka Medivri Taira, it's written in the Taira, Perusha Medivri Seifrim, and the Rabbanon explained it. But yes, by Lahaistiv, you can be Ivra Baal Taistiv and Haistiv Gereya, and you ruin the mitzvah. That's the Gemara, it can't be. Either you're Ivra Baal Taisav, or you ruin the mitzvah. You can't have both together. Why not? Because the lulav might svirlan. In svirlan, the lulav ain't tzarech agad. Does he hold that the lulav does not have to have the three that tie together? So that means the Torah said take four separately. So I took a fifth separately. So I'm Ivra Baal Taisav, but how does that invalidate my mitzvah? Hai luchudi koi, vai luchudi koi. They're separate. And if they're separate, I might be Ivra Baal Taisav, but I'm not invalidating the mitzvah. I took four, and I took a fifth. Bad boy. But I still did the mitzvah. Rashi had luchudi koi the ain't zegareya. I'm not ruining the mitzvah. The eitzvirla the tzarech agad. And if you hold the lulav has to be tied together, and therefore, if I tie a fourth one, I'm ruining the three. But then geruah vaymeru. It's not shot. I did a mitzvah that became invalid. It was never a mitzvah. So it's like wasting my time. That's not Baal Taitzav. Baal Taitzav is when I do a mitzvah with an addition. I didn't do a mitzvah. The Klashi Guru of Ayman, the Mitzchilasa, he never did properly. So Agacham Taitzav mitzvah, he added a fifth one, the Nambin and Gereya, the Hashna, Shai Mitzchilasi, Kasher, a place of the Taitzvasai. We need something that was Kasher that became Basel. This was never Kasher. It was never a mitzvah. Dr. Gemara, the Ikka Tzitzis. Let's try Tzitzis. The Ikka with the Vitaire, the Tzitzis says make Tzitzis. Perushim with the Vitaire, Chazal told us how many strings to have. Right? So, Krashi, Perushim with the Vitaire, Dalit Chutim, four strings. Yafin and Gdil Beij, Gdilim Dalit. Learn it out from a Pasik. It says Gdil. Gdilim Tatal Chog. Gdil is a wrap together. What is it called? It's,
Twined.
And Gdilim means a double twine, which is at least four strings, right? And the Ashbay Lehaisim, you can add a fifth string, then Haisim Gareya, and you ruin the mitzvah. Now, think more again, but since it's my Svirla. E Svirla, the Kesher, Elyon Lav Deraisa, do we hold that you don't have to knot tzitzis biblically, you just have to have four strings hanging, and all the knots we make are only rabbinic? So then, Hailachudikoi. I have four, I added a fifth. So I still have the mitzvah. I have four. So what if I knotted them together? The knots are not necessary. So I have four and I added a fifth. I'm doing the mitzvah. And I'm over Baal Taisif, but it's not Megareya the mitzvah. It's not ruining a mitzvah. The mitzvah is still valid. I have four. It's chutzit. I happen to have a fifth. Bad boy. Baal Taisif. But the mitzvah is still valid. The Yitzvir Lan, Kesher Elyon Deraisa. And if one learns that the knot is biblical, so then Guru Vayman, as soon as I tie the fifth, I never did the mitzvah. It's not like I'm doing the mitzvah with an addition. If the four have to be knotted together, that means putting in a fifth invalidates the four. So that means it never was a mitzvah. So it's like wearing, it's not invalidating existing mitzvah. It's never a mitzvah. Dr. Rashi, Kesher Elyon. Now, this is my question to show you what Kesher Elyon is. Rashi learned that the knot you put right when you put the strings in before you start wrapping around. The Krashi, Ashaisen Samuch Lakanov, you made it next to the edge, Kishenitlu Hatzit Chutin, where the Chutin are hung. Vaideim Nasa Chibur Lutalis, that's how it gets attached to the cloth, to the faggot. Lab Deraisa, Halacha Lamashim Messina, it's not a Deraisa, the Pukti the Menachas, that's a Machlaikus and Menachas. Hai Lachudi Koi, the Kibunle Nitsha Ain a Chibur Mashar, it wasn't tied, it's not attached to the others, but Roy Lamitsu Yamitsa, Voidim Kumishaina. The extra doesn't count. It doesn't invalidate the mitzvah. It's every Baal Taisif, but it doesn't invalidate the mitzvah.
You'd be able to wear this without the first knot.
It's not any knot. According to the Mandi Amar, it says Kesher Elyon Lav Deraisa. We don't pass it that way. We pass in Kesher Elyon Deraisa. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi Tzulinami. So why isn't Tzulin a problem? Did he bring four batim and bring another one and put it next to them? That's each one is separate. And if he makes five, never was a mitzvah. Because the four have to be attached to each other. And now, is it a fifth separate, so it doesn't invalidate the mitzvah? Is it a fifth attached? Never was thrown. Dr. Gemara, I'm Reb Zera, Bayis Chitzain, She'ena Rayas Ha'avir Pasol. Not true. Adding a fifth is invalidating the mitzvah by blocking off seeing the Avir. So here was a mitzvah that by adding the fifth and being Avir Baal Taisif, he invalidated the mitzvah because now the Bayis Chitzain is not Rayas Ha'avir.
Right.
Rashi Shein Arayas Aver Shogar Haisa Bayis Chamishi Aleim Betzida Oidav Rachar, where he put something else on the side of its own, and that invalidates the mitzvah. He's Iver Baal Taisa by adding the fifth. By adding the fifth, he invalidates the mitzvah. The only mitzvahs I say that doing Baal Taisa will invalidate the mitzvah. Every other mitzvahs I say doing the Baal Taisa will not invalidate the mitzvah. And if it did, it's not because he did Baal Taisa, it's because it's not an item of the mitzvah. Never was an item of the mitzvah. Here, it invalidates the mitzvah because of a technicality. You have the four, and then you add a fifth, which invalidates the mitzvah because of a technicality of Ein Arayah to Avir. It was a mitzvah that got ruined, yes.
Why do you need the Baal Taisif?
Because if it's not Baal Taisiv, he's not doing an act of Isser. The Zakim Mamre has to have the person do an act of Isser. Not keeping a mitzvah is not an act of Isser. It's a passive Isser.
What about Korah suggested?
It's not doing an Isser. See, is wearing the baguette an active Isser or a passive Isser? When a person puts on a baguette of four corners, is he passively violating tzitzis or actively violating tzitzis? Tysus Yavama says he's passively violating tzitzis. He's not chayav to put tzitzis on until they're on him. And at that point, he's passively violating it by not putting it on. There's no Isser in the Torah of putting on a four-cornered baguette without tzitzis. If one wears a four-cornered baguette, they are obligated to put tzitzis on. If they don't, they are violating an Isser passively. So in order to have an active violation, it has to be Baal Taisiv. The problem is, usually Baal Taisiv does not invalidate the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah plus an Isser. We're looking for a case that by doing Baal Taisiv, there will be an invalidation of the mitzvah. Yes?
Stuck on the Shmuel does it the mitzvah, and then he gives it to Reuven to do it, and in the interim you add something, you did it validate, it was kosher, now since that is not, guy can't take it now.
So the first guy was the Yaitzid the mitzvah, and the second guy doesn't have an item of a mitzvah here. He's not doing an Isser.
It was an item of a mitzvah.
Okay, but we have to have the person doing an Isser. Who's doing an Isser? Who's doing an Isser with an invalid mitzvah? Reuven did the mitzvah with the Isser. Shimon didn't do the mitzvah and therefore has no Isser.
The first guy did it right? Because
it's four. But he did, he's either the Isser Baal Taisa. He did it right, but he's either Baal Taisa. He has a fifth. Reuven had four and added a fifth, right?
He did four, he did the mitzvah, and
then
he added another one. Yeah.
Right, now when he added another one and Shimon took it, Shimon never did the mitzvah.
But it in itself was kosher.
Again, we're looking for a person who did a mitzvah.
Added to it.
What?
It has to be that person that added.
I mean, let's go to Shimon. Who's doing the Isser? The Zakim Mamre is having somebody do an act of Isser. Who is this person? Not the first guy, right? He did it right. And not the second guy. He never did it right and added. He was wasting his time. Baal Taisiv means there was a mitzvah with an addition. If you hold the lulav has to be tied together, there is no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah with an addition. It's an invalid mitzvah. That's not an Isser. That's a waste of time. The first guy, if you hold Ein Tzarich Agav, so then you have five, that's a mitzvah with an addition. That's Baal Taisiv, but it doesn't invalidate the mitzvah. The only case we can have is the guy wearing tefillin, who adds the fifth, does Baal Taisiv, and invalidates the mitzvah at the same time. Because of a technicality.
So that's the word, if initially correctly.
Right.
We're talking about the Shalosh, right?
Right.
In other words, on the Shalosh, we always put this, you can wear a protective cover on that.
He's supposed to wear it. He says, V'hoi l'chol l'ois. L'chol l'ois v'loi l'acherim l'ois. We like the Shalosh to be covered.
That's the reason why we're covered?
Yes.
Not the protective? Or?
Well, the protective cover makes it, is a two-in-one shot. Some people cover it with their shirt also. Nobody should see that they're wearing tefillin because why look halayis for the lachar and life.
So rosh out there for the shorosh.
Absolutely.
You allowed to cover it?
Says not to. Completely.
So if you put your talus over it?
You don't put it completely. You're not supposed to cover the whole thing. Yes?
Technically what's going on here. You know, he's got a regular set of tefillin shorosh. He takes a separate leather box and he rubber bands it on. Why that? Why not a business card or anything like that?
Rashi says I never acher. So I don't know the parameters of this halacha.
So basically,
he was Maishah's asking. So when you put your talus over your tefillin, you're also not raya sa'abir.
So basically, there's two separate things going on. There's the issue of putting something onto the side to prevent air access.
I don't know if you're ever about. Yeah, you're ever about Baal
Taisiv. It has nothing to do with Baal Taisiv, but Baal Taisiv is now taking, making that particular item be compartment with a pasuk or something.
Forgive me, Rabbi. The point that Moshe brought up earlier about the Shel Yad and the ice, what's the difference between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh in that regard?
It says by Shel Yad, V'hoya l'cha l'ois ha'yadcha. Chazal darshan that the Shayat's purpose is for yourself, not for others. So there it's brought down that it's better to keep the Shayat covered. It has nothing to do with this Gemara.
I understand.
Tell the Mishnah
Vayit. There's also the fact that the look on you would be afraid, which is...
Vayisharash,
right. Which is Shayat.
Eimah mitzna iser leibe bezna shebi irai, leibe bezna shebi yavna. They did not kill the Zonkin Mamre, not in his city, not in Yavna. Elamalan Isa the Bezna Gadol should be Shalayim. They took him up to Bezna Gadol. Umeshamer Isa Aderego, and they kept him till Yamtuf. He was the only one. I shouldn't say the only one. This is against the normal halacha that once a person's chayav misa, we kill him right away. Umamisa Isa Berego, and we do it on Cholamayid. Shenamar v'cholam yishmu v'yiro v'lo yizidnayid. So we learn now from the words v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. The pshat is make sure everybody knows about it, which means. Make sure everybody is done in public. And therefore, the Torah is giving us a directive to hold this mitzvah so you can do it in the greatest amount of publicity, which is on Yom Tov. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Eimer Anan Es Dinay. Do not delay his din. Elam Amisin Eisim Miyad. We kill him right away. The Kaitzim V'Shalchan Shluchim B'Cholam Kaimis. And we send messengers around all Eretz Yisrael. His plighting is Chaya Misa Bebezim. We announce it. We do an email. We do we make sure that everybody finds out about it. It's broadcast all over, and that's Pshat Yishmu V'Yiro. We don't have to have a public execution. Rashi, Kol Yisrael Yishmu Tzarek Lashmiya Mitzaseh L'Rabim Shleyasa Adam Kein. We have to announce it to the public that nobody else should do it. Loi Bebezin Shebe Yavna Initial Bebezin Shebe Lishkis HaGazis. Okay, now I didn't spend time on that line in the Mishnah. Loi Bebezin Shebe Yavna. What is Bezna Shabiyavna? What is special about Bezna Shabiyavna? The answer is, at a point in history, Bezna moved from Yerushalayim to Yavna. What happened if the guy was a Zaki Mamre, he went to Yerushalayim, he fought with the Bezna Gadol, went back home, meanwhile, in the interim, Bezna has relocated from Yerushalayim to Yavna. Now, this guy Paskins, Keneged Bezna Gadol. He had seen Bezin HaGadol in Lishkas HaGazus. He had gone to Yerushalayim and had an argument with Bezin HaGadol in the Lishkas HaGazus. He went back home. And he behaved perfectly for the next 6 months. During those 6 months, and I made up the number 6 months, Bezin HaGadol relocated to Yavna because of the whatever problems there were in Yerushalayim with the Romans, with the whatever it is. Now they're in Yavna, and now he goes against Bezna Gadol. Now he's Chayav Misa, because he has seen Bezna Gadol in Lishkas HaGazus. Now they have to kill him. So they don't kill him in Yavna, because Eila Regel doesn't go to Yavna. Bezin goes back to Lishkas HaGazus for Yom Tov, and kills him in Lishkas HaGazus, in Yerushalayim, in public. Because Eila Regel is still to the Beit HaMikdash. The Eila Regel is not the Yavna. Yavna is where Bezin is. There's no Zaki Mamre if Bezin's in Yavna. So the original hearing that he had in front of Bezin, whether he's right or wrong, took place in Lishkas HaGazus. Then Bezin relocated. To carry out the death sentence, we don't take him to Yavna. We take him to Bezin HaGadol. We take him to Lishkas HaGazus. Bezin's not there. But on Yom Tov, they come back. And therefore, at that point, we do it. Let's do Rashi. The Rashi initially the Bezin Shem Lishkas HaGazus. V'amru lahem, and they told them. V'chazer l'iro, he went back. V'shar yamim, and he waited a while. Atcha golstah Sanhedrin gadol liyavna, until the Sanhedrin exiled. V'zayin abayis kai, the Beis HaMikdash is still standing. V'akkin harakim atchila, then he paskin like he did before. Eim ha'misin aysa biyavna, v'avish sham Sanhedrin gadol. Shesoyb soyf einig batzim sham. Now the problem with this Rashi is, once Sanhedrin HaGadol moved out of Lishkas HaGazus, they didn't kill anybody. So why does Rashi need to say that we don't kill him in Yavna because nobody comes here? Why doesn't Rashi say we don't kill him in Yavna because once Sanhedrin HaGadol is not in Lishkas HaGazus, nobody gets killed? That's a problem with Rashi. We'll leave it as a problem. Well, you can say the Lord doesn't should be Yavna because we don't kill anybody once they left. The interpretation is Rashi.
No, the good thing is that what Mishnah is saying is that while the Sanhedrin is sitting in Yavne, the executions take place contemporaneously in Yerushalayim.
Now, no, that's not true. The Sanhedrin moves back for Yavne. The question is, Rashi says, why don't we take him to Yavne? Because there's no public there. Mashma from Rashi had the public gathered in Yavne, we'd be able to kill him in Yavne. It's not true. The kasha is because we learned that the Sanhedrin has to be located in Lishkas HaGozes for any death sentence to be carried out anywhere. So I said it's Rashi's interpretation that creates the problem.
So at what point are we paskin? I mean, when the Sanhedrin goes back to Yontif, you don't paskin on Yontif.
Again, you can paskin before the Sanhedrin is there. You can't kill, can't carry out Yitzhak. You can tell a guy in Yitzchai Misa, can't carry out Yitzhak. So the Sanhedrin moves back.
No, I had misunderstood.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe that's part of the problem. How are we ever judging the Zakim Amrei? Sanhedrin's not in Lishkas HaGozes.
Right. What Rabbi Margaret is saying is that they're sitting in Yavne. They paskin Chayav Misa. They set a death penalty.
Well, they don't have to paskin. It can be paskin back in hometown.
Okay. They travel back to. Jerusalem, and then the act of their sitting, not their paskin. I think that there was a linkage between the ability to paskin Misa and, but the ability to paskin Misa and the location and sitting in Lishkas HaGozes, the gravity of the place in and of itself enabled them to.
This is discussed. I don't have it written down in my notes, but this is discussed a great lesson, not quite on what to do with this question.
Isn't it Chayav Misa, whether he's turned a second time to Beit Din? He went one time to Beit Din.
That's it.
He became Chayav Misa when he
Paskin.
Regardless of whether Beit Din is sitting or not, he's still Chayav Misa.
We have a rule, there's a technicality, that the Gemara tells us earlier in Sanhedrin, that 40 years before the Korban, Sanhedrin moved out of Lishkas HaGozes, and from then on, we didn't judge any capital offenses anywhere. For now, the Sanhedrin's in Yavne. Who is judging this guy that he's Chayav Misa?
He's judged already. I'm in the
room. So here, you have to say, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that he waited till they went to Yavne, and then he did his thing wrong. But even if you learn your way, you would have to say they judged him for Misa, then the Sanhedrin moved, so he's already Chayav Misa, and then we take him to wait for Yom Tov and we make... Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that. That's the problem.
It's a year or two. You can't
be saying that they have the argument, they can go to Paschal and says, it's this way, and should you judge the other way, you'll be Chayav Misa, and then that Misa then kicks in...
No, that's not what he's saying. What Dr. Harris is saying is that the Bezen Paskin on Aleph El,
right.
He went back to his city on Bez El, and he did wrong. On Gimel El, Bezen moved. Dalet El, his trial took place in his city. Sorry, on Gimel El, they did a trial, and they were Machayev Hamisa. Dalet El, the Sanhedrin moved. So we don't take him now to Yavne, where the Sanhedrin is, to carry out the death sentence that he's already Chayev. But we wait to Sukkot, where the Sanhedrin comes back to Lishkas HaGozes, and everybody's there, and we carry it out over there. Now, but the problem with that pshat is, that would take care of all the problems. Except that Rashi said, he didn't paskin wrong till Bezin moved.
Right.
But if you would learn that he did his sock wrong before Bezin moved, right. He could have been convicted before,
yeah.
And then Bezin moved. So in the Mishnah that would work, in Rashi it does. Some want to say that, but it doesn't work in Rashi. Yes.
Why are we being so strict with him more than a basis?
Gemara, let's do the Gemara.
What did they do about the 40-year problem?
What do you mean? What did they answer Rashi?
I don't know if the question is directed to, but. Here you have the Sanhedrin moving to Yavne.
And still they're carrying out death sentences. So that's not a problem, because if they go back to Yerushalayim, you can start carrying out death sentences. It's only because they're not located in Yerushalayim. If they go back to Yerushalayim, death sentences can get reinstituted while they're in Yerushalayim.
So how long ago was it? But 40 years is still a problem with me. Unless it's just
during the 40 years, they went back every Yom Tov. So that's the problem we have. I didn't have an answer. So that's also a problem, because Pashtus Yavna didn't come around to after the Churban. Rashi seems to say that Sanhedrin moved to Yavna. The Gemara before said Sanhedrin moved out of the Harabayas and moved to the stores, to the Chanus. They moved down from the Harabayas out into the city of Yerushalayim. No mention was made on Yavna. It says Temli Yavna v'chachameha. It says by the Churban he asked for Yavna and its Chachamim. So Yavna was a center of Torah. Rashi here seems to say that Sanhedrin had already relocated to Yavna before Churban Beis HaMikdash. Till now, we never saw that. We saw that Yavna was the center of Torah. We saw that the Sanhedrin had relocated. But we never met them going to Yavna at that early of a stage. We don't know if they did or didn't. Just Rabbi Yochanan asked the Roman general not to exterminate, not to kill out Yavna. Yes?
Even in
Yavna,
they had the ability to act in
an extrajudicial fashion. Yeah, but it's not extrajudicial. This is Pashtus, not extrajudicial. Turn around, Rabbanah. Eimah mitzvah nice, Eloi bebezin should be Eloi, Eloi bebezin should be Yavna. Elamah nice, Eloi should be Shalayim. They took him to Bezin HaGodl and Shalayim. Umeshamim mitzvah had a regal, and they kept him to Yom Tov. Umeh mitzvah nice, Eloi beregal. Shnemer v'chol Yisroam Yishmo v'yirol, Divar Rebbe Kiva. Amalei Rebbe Yehuda v'chinemer, Yiru v'yirol, does it say they should see and be afraid? Why should we delay this guy's din? Doesn't say they have to see it, says they have to hear it. Rashi. Does it say they have to see it? Says they should hear it. I just want to do the next four lines and then your question will be answered. Our boss, Srichan Achraza.
What about the Pasuk says he has a big Shoshana?
Doesn't say that anywhere.
Doesn't say the Pasuk?
No.
There'll be a time when they will call.
That's to go to the original way of asking the question. We're talking about carrying out the death sentence. This can be much later. Tanarabana. Our boss, Srichan Achraza. Four people are killed and there has to be a public pronouncement. Hamesis. Because by Mesis it says, Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Then Sairu Rubeira says, Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Zokim Amre, Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro. Ve'edim Zaymanim. There it says, Vanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro. V'kulu Ksibu V'chol Am V'chol Yisrael. Ve'edim Zaymanim Ksib Vanisharim. Why? The Loi Kula Am Achazim U'Sadusa. Not everybody is fit to be a witness. And therefore, it doesn't say Chalom Yishmu V'Yiro, but they won't do it because not everybody can be a witness anyway. What's the name again? There are Gazlanim, there are Malva Beribis, there are people that are postulated. Whereas the other three, everybody is eligible to be one of the other three, which is a Mesis, which everybody is eligible to be. And the problem is Ben Sairu, Myra, and Zaka Mamre rather have a small window of opportunity. Ben Sairu, Myra is only within 3 months. Once a guy is 13 and 3 months, he never can be a Ben Sairu Amira. So what are we saying? Why does it say B'chol La'am? So we're saying by Adam, it doesn't say B'chol La'am, because not everybody can be a witness. We're only trying to scare people who are potential witnesses not to lie. And not everybody can be a witness. Well, not everybody can be a Zaka Mamre, because you have to be a member of Bezin. And not everybody can be a Ben Sairu Amira, because you have to be a 13 and 13 and 3 months. So therefore, this question is asked, and the answer that is given is by Rabbeinu David, Rish and Duran. And they say as follows. There are two purposes in this pronouncement that a person got killed. One is that people not emulate. And the second reason is, there are certain things that are to drive the point home. Then Sairu Amira is not only that no one should become a Ben Sairu Amira. Almost impossible to become a Ben Sairu Amira. Either literally impossible, or even if it's literally possible, it's almost impossible. So why are we trying to frighten people not to be a Ben Sairu Amira when it's such a small segment of the population that it's almost impossible anyway? The answer is, we're driving home the importance of chinuch. We're driving home the importance of how to raise children. That's Rabbeinu David. And therefore, it doesn't have to be that people have the ability to become Ben Saira Amiris. It's that they have the ability to learn the lesson imparted by Ben Saira Amiris. And the same is true by Zaka Mamre. Granted, to be a Zaka Mamre, one has to be a member of Bezin. There are not that many members of Bezin out there. But Zaka Mamre points out the point of what Torah is, and how Torah cannot be tampered with, and how it has to be allowed to be Torah, and no one has rishus to bother it, to touch it, to change it. Therefore, the lesson of Zaki Mamre and the lesson of Ben Saira Meira applies to all. Hadim Zememim is not a lesson that applies to all. It's a very particular case. Therefore, the Torah only said Vani Sharim. Most of the population can stay witness. So we want to scare them. What can happen when a person testifies falsely? That's what the Rabbeinu David and the Ran answer. Now, Avram asked the question. Avram's question was, does a Mesis, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda says, before we make announcements. Rabbi Akiva said that Zaka Mamre is taken to Yerushalayim. How about the Mesis? How about the Ben Saira Meira? How about the Adam Zaymanim? Are they also taken to Yerushalayim? Doesn't say anywhere that they are. Even Rabbi Akiva said it only by Zaka Mamre. Doesn't say Rabbi Akiva said it by all four. Rashi and Chumash, by Zaka Mamre, says take him to Yerushalayim. And then Saira Amiri says send it around and announce it. Now, it's the same pasuk. Lechol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Rabbi Akiva interpreted it to mean take him to Yerushalayim. So why is there no halacha of taking to Yerushalayim by any of the other three? And the Rambam only brings it by Zaka Mamre. Does not bring it by the other three. But the other three says Sarach HaKraza. Obviously, even Rabbi Akiva holds that there's something special about Zaki Mamre over the other three. And the Akronim say, because the Pasuk says the word V'lo Yezidun Oid. It stresses it. V'lo Yezidun Oid. So the Torah is like saying, extra careful, be sure that everybody finds out about it. Therefore, they want to say, that's where the Rambam saw, that's why Rabbi Akiva only said his halacha by Zaki Mamre, not by anything else. So that was Avram's question, how about a Mesis? That was your question. The answer is, you're right. That's their question they ask. According to Akiva, the same sukkim are written by Mesis, by Ben Saira and Myra, by Adam Zaymanim. And nowhere does it say that those people are taken to Shalayim. The answer is, you got to say that there's some extra word written by Zaki Mamre, some say it's V'lo Yezid Anayid, other whatever it may be, that makes Zaki Mamre more special than the other three.
Now, we have this halakha that until someone pops up and says, I have a
schust.
Is this little sakwa love by what Mesis?
By Mesis, yeah.
Does that apply to Zaki Mamre also?
No. Rashi, the Chenemre B'cholam Yiru V'Yirol, the Vinish Yiroyim B'Mesasai, Hachraza, Pliny makes the Bezin, they make an announcement, Ashabar Abe Rezuk, they learn this as Hachayram. By the way, this is Pasim in Halacha, that a city is allowed to write down, it used to be that in cities they kept a, like, I'm going to call it a diary, but they kept a city record of things that went on in the city.
Pincus.
They called the Pincus, the city book. In Europe, cities, Kahilas, used to have a Pincus. You could look back what happened 100 years ago and 150 years ago. It was a treasure trove for history. The Shaila is, can they write stories about people that are negative? This guy didn't listen, and we flogged him, and the halacha is you can, because it's done to make sure that everybody gets the message. It's there, it's written down, so it should serve as a reminder for people the consequences of not listening to a Bezin. So it's called L'Tayelis and it's not Lashon Hara. That's what the Chavetz Chaim paskens. This is based on this halacha. Here we go and announce to the whole world that somebody got killed because he was Adam Zaydman. And they send his name. Haimi got killed because he was Adam Zaydman. Lashon Hara. What are we saying Lashon Hara for? There it is. It's L'Tayelis. It drives the point home. How does it drive the point home? It drives the point home much more than you just say someone. You say a name, it carries him, and therefore it's mutter. That's what Rashi says. To frighten the others.
Yeah, but Rabbi, I understand, but the point of it is that words, after a while, it's gone, right? If you do keep this in the pink, it's what's going on is that this person forever is going through Inuit.
And it's done, I hate to say this, but it's done with Tayelis. It's not Lashon Hara. Chaim talks about it in the Feirush. and he says they are allowed to write it down in the Pinchas in order people should realize consequences of action.
Someone reads it
150 years later.
Again.
Well, he's not around anymore.
No,
he's long gone.
Family, but the whole nine yards.
So one of the two. If you learn they took him to Bezin, then if you fly him, there's no greater public announcement than that. Well, very few of those.
His name
struck off the record.
Elias Spinoza.
Call Yisrael Yishmu Viro, Zakrashi, Vedim Zemtivani, you can't write Bacholom. The lab kulah machazel l'sadusa. Not everybody sees it. It's fit. I'm sorry. It's fit for Eidus. She has got one umalva beribus. I don't know why they don't say women. Umayilim b'shvias. People that do milim shvias shem sulam leidus. So there's no reason. Terech is because taking the title of regal, the women don't see it anyway. The women aren't going to get there. Hachraza is done for the men. Seems more than for the women. It's interesting. Even though by mesis it can apply to women as well. Then Sarah Myra does not apply to women, Zakamamra does not apply to women, and Adam Zedman does not, three out of four do not apply to women. The only one that a woman could possibly be is a med. We don't do it, there's no public announcement anywhere. They say those are people who are there, only for those who are there. We don't keep it a yamta. It's a different level of public killing. Only, we tell the women that are in town to come watch. We don't make it a public announcement across Eretz Yisrael. We don't wait to Yom Tov. We encourage the women to come. We don't even tell the men to come. We encourage the women to come. Okay. We now move on to the next one that gets chenek. Mishnah had a list of Elu Hen and Achnakim, and the next one is Navi Hasheker, false Navi. And the one after that was Hamasnabe B'Shem Avedis Kuchavim, one who says Nevuah in the name of Avedis Zara. Yes.
So we missed the third one, right?
Who, Rav Shimon? Yeah. He's not discussed because he says anything that Bezim Patskins that's based on a drasha, the person becomes a Zarka Mamre. You don't need Ikrim Medivrei Taira, you don't need Perusha Medivrei Seifrim, so he has very little technicalities. Almost everything. Everything biblical.
Preemptive question, here's this Navi Sheker gets panicked. I thought Yeshu was given skewer because it said he was hung up. No, it's not only Yeshu was not a Navi Sheker, he was killed as a Mesis.
A Navi Sheker implies, by the way, which is a frightening thought. A Navi is not like a simple thing to become. It takes an unbelievable level of tzitzkus to achieve the status of Navi. One does not become a Navi so easily. The Rambam has a whole thing about becoming a Navi. I mean, the person is basically totally removed from Olam Hazeh. He's like in a different level of tzitzkus that we can even imagine. And this person becomes a Navi Sheker. It takes a little bit of work, meaning it's not so simple to be a Navi Sheker. First he has to be a Navi, and then he has to lie. It's not like anybody can become a Navi Sheker. He's not a Navi. Some shtusim. Even though there is a Yerayim that says that a person should not say, Hashem told me to do this. Nobody should ever say that. But he doesn't say that the person's a Navi Sheker if he says it. He just says that a person, the Yerayim says the person should accustom himself not to say the word, Shem told me. Shem didn't tell you anything. Shem told me, Shem spoke to me. He didn't speak to me. That's what the Yerayim says. But the he's not a Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker, one of the requirements of Navi Sheker is that he be a Navi. If he's not a Mokzik, the Mechaskinah speaks it out in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. That to be a Navi Sheker, first he has to be a Navi.
Well, why does Yeshka Mesa?
Because he persuaded people to serve Avodah Zarah.
Himself.
He made himself a deity.
That was happening later.
Whoever Yeshu the Gemara is, persuaded people to serve Avodah Zarah. See, we don't know what really happened because most of Christian history is made up later, so we don't know. The Gemara's term, it's the Romans took him out and killed him because Sanhedrin paskened that he's chayav misa for being a mezuzah. And they killed his five students, the Gemara, we had it before. Right? They killed his five students as well.
Why did Romans kill him out based on
different story. I don't know exactly why. It seems that the Romans killed him. You know, the Gemara says, hey, Shul Lahari, they took him out to kill him. I don't know who actually... See, again, we're relying a lot on... The Gemara says very little about him. The Gemara says very little about him, only the parts of the Chasrinus and Shas. So we rely on other sources, and the other sources might have been, you know, made up 500 years later. We have no idea. Very inaccurate historical facts. About what really happened.
It was a unique situation that the Gemara brings it down. I guess, what was the time of the Gemara?
Time of Messiah. It was in the time of the Tanoim. It was in the time of Tanoim. Okay, we'll continue.
Rashi wrote the Marcus, happened over 100 years.
Right.
Rashi mentioned Sailor, Shvius, and Rubens. Rashi mentioned Sachar Kukovius.
Yeah, I don't know why not.
I tell you why, because not every Mitzvah is a person who is happy to do it for a living. A sailor, every sailor.